WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
Just in time for the rest of us to settle into the 21st century, one branch of college athletics has finally advanced to the 20th century. The Big Ten Conference, to have former Minnesota Vikings COO Kevin Warren as its new commissioner last week. In the process, the Big Ten became the first of the so-called Power Five conferences to select an African-American to such a post. Let that swim around your noggin for a moment. Here we are, 150 years after the first college football game was played, more than a century after the NCAA was founded, and 124 years after the Big Ten itself was created, that the league finally brings in a person of color to lead it. Warren, who will take over in September, said all the right things about his new job, offering that he was receiving a, quote, legacy opportunity, unquote, and that only a post like Big Ten commissioner could get him to leave the Vikings. Indeed, the man who Warren will replace, Jim Delaney, is arguably the most powerful man in college athletics, even more so than NCAA President Mark Emmert. Warren's legacy, in many respects, may be measured by his ability not to perpetuate Delaney's accomplishments, but rather to mitigate them. Delaney, who leaves after 30 years as commissioner, has been a strident figure against progress for student athletes, standing against aid to college athletes beyond the cost of a scholarship, as well as against the efforts of Northwestern football players to form a union to protect their rights to health care and a reasonable practice and work schedule. However, Delaney never missed an opportunity to make money for the members' schools. In order to increase the league's footprint onto the Eastern Seaboard, Delaney convinced Rutgers and Maryland to leave their respective leagues for the Big Ten. At Delaney's urging, Maryland ripped up 60 years of tradition to bolt suddenly and secretly from the ACC 5 years ago for a conference where the Terps had no geographic and historical connection. The result? The Big Ten got entry into four big East Coast markets, thus bolstering its television network, delivering more than $25 million annually to each of the 14 schools, not a penny of which goes to the athletes. Kevin Warren's tenure as Big Ten commissioner may not be as long or as financially fruitful as Jim Delaney's, but it will be successful if he helps bring dignity back to college athletics. On a personal note, today's program marks the first Sports at Large since last fall. If you've wondered where I've been, I've joined the ranks of fewer than 200,000 people in this country as a patient with cancer of the esophagus, the tube that runs from the throat to the stomach. The fight has been a challenging one, but it's one I intend to win. I have so many people to thank for their love and support through this ordeal, all of whom have helped make today and other moments possible. I'm grateful to my WYPR family as well for their care and concern, and I thank all of you for your patience and your understanding. The good Lord willing, I plan to be with you for many Mondays to come. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the games.